This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Jack Lepiarz in Boston. Harvard University is stepping up its efforts to discourage membership in single-sex campus organizations, including fraternities, sororities, and what are now known as final clubs at the school. School officials say beginning with the 2017 incoming class, members of such clubs will not be allowed to hold student leadership posts or receive dean's recommendations for scholarships. WBUR's Fred Tice explains why.
Harvard has been moving against the final clubs since the 1970s, when it cited concerns that they undermine students' intellectual and social environment and jeopardize student safety. In 1984, it severed its ties with the clubs after they refused to admit women. This year, when results of a campus survey found women more likely to be sexually assaulted if they had interactions with final clubs, Harvard pressed the clubs to become co-ed. The dean of Harvard College, Rakesh Khurana, says that's still the goal.
What we're really encouraging is our unrecognized single-gender social organizations to expand their membership policies to be inclusive. And we are very much looking forward to working with them in making this transition.
Reaction from undergraduates is mixed. Sophomore Patrick Hansen worries that Harvard's ban could be counterproductive.
I think it's kind of a bold move by the deans. I don't know how well it's going to go over. I feel like a lot of the social clubs will just go back to being secret societies like they were when they began.
Harvard is counting on students' integrity to be upfront about their membership. Khurana says he trusts the students.
In my experience, our students are very straightforward, honest people. They do the right thing, and I have a great deal of confidence in them. They have the right to decide their own path, but they also have a clear understanding of what Harvard's values are and what it means to be a member of this community.
Khurana says a committee will be formed to decide which fellowships might be denied to students who are members of single-sex final clubs or fraternities or sororities. Among the scholarships that could be affected are the Rhodes and Marshall scholarships. The first final club, the Porcellian, was founded in 1791. For most of their history, final clubs like Harvard College admitted only men. Today, there are 8 historic all-male final clubs, and 2 of them are going co-ed. 5 other final clubs are all-female. Senior Yamna Anwar calls the ban a step in the right direction.
Gender equality is like a really strong, pillar of the values here. Even in like the social sense, the way that women are treated in social gatherings in those organizations, it just makes me very sad.
Final clubs are a big part of the social scene at Harvard because they have the houses to hold parties. Freshman David Wexner is worried that the move might spell the end for final clubs. And if that's the case, he'd like to see the college do more to create its own social spaces.
If finals clubs were to stop really being a thing, that would definitely create a pretty big hole in the social scene, and they need to sort of do something to pick up for that.
In her letter to undergraduates today, Harvard president Drew Faust recognized that fraternities, sororities, and final clubs play a growing role in student life. Today's announcement puts that role in question. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.